So what is the name that refers to God in the Bible? The name that refers to God is Elohim. So what does Elohim mean?
Let's break it down. Elohim comes from the word Eloh, which means the God. Breaking down Elohim, what does the Him mean?
The Im in Elohim is the royal plural that denotes majesty.
Some Christians ignorantly say it means the gods, but it's not. It's just the majestic plural. Just like when the Queen addresses herself in, "We are not amused." Or when she says, "Come before our presence." Royal plural. That's why every Bible scholar who translates it always puts down God with a capital G, so you know it refers to the one God. Not gods, but one God. This is the case in the Arabic language as well. Allah is also sometimes written down as Allahumma. Elohim, Allahumma. Elohim, Allahumma. Can you spot the difference? I think it's time we now compared Eloh and Allah from the Hebrew language to the Arabic language. Allah and Eloh share the same letters in the same sequence, perhaps just pronounced slightly differently, but spelt the same. Alright class, listen up. Give me an alif, give me a lam, give me a ha. What do you have? Allah. Give me an alif, give me a la, give me a ha. What do you have? Eloh. Can you see the difference now? Seriously, I'm asking if you can see the difference.
I can't see the difference neither, can you? No, seriously, there's no difference.
Identical letters, identical semantic roots, just different pronunciations. This is basically the difference between the Arabic accent and the Hebrew accent, but no other difference. So indeed, Allah is in the Bible. Get it? Got it? Good. Now just to finish this point, let's just go into the deeper meaning of what Illah and Allah is. In the Arabic language, we have a testimony of faith, which all Muslims say, La ilaha illallah. Now, what does this mean? Illah is God, lowercase g in the English language. Allah is God in the capital G in the English language. The Arabic language, you can pronounce it different. In the English language, it sounds the same, God and God. Illah means something worthy of worship, something you refer to, something that is of your reverent to. Now, in the testimony of faith, you say there's no God but God. It means that there's no one worthy of worship, there's no one that you should give your prayers to, but the God, the deity worthy of worship, which is why we differentiate between Illah and Allah. It's not just simply a case of saying the God, because this meaning is so vast in the Arabic language, you could take it to new measures in just explaining it. There is no one worthy of worship except the one who's worthy of worship. There is no truth out there but the truth. There is no reality but the reality. There's no creator but the creator. And there's no God but Allah, the one God. Allah.